This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today, part three of our last message from the book of Jonah, where we talk about the angry prophet known as Jonah. This is about Jonah being angry at God, get this, for demonstrating his nature of compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. He's mad at God because God's doing what God does, and that is forgive. I heard a counselor years ago that said most of the anger in your life and my life is self-centered. We didn't get what we wanted. People didn't jump when we said jump. Somehow our will, our self-will, was violated, and therefore we got angry. That speaks to me and should speak to you. Let's talk about that as we continue about when God makes you angry from the last chapter of the book of Jonah. God bless you as you listen. I don't know what makes you angry, but I'm going to begin by asking you this question. I think it would do us all well, you and me, to sometimes analyze what it is that makes you mad. Every husband ought to ask himself, now what is it that makes me angry? Every wife and mother should say, what is it that makes me angry? And there's something that can be revealed to our spirits, I really believe, when you discover what it is that makes you angry. And you know what you'll find out? You'll find out that in analyzing what makes you angry, sometimes can reveal some truth about you. Selfishness, willfulness. I want my way or the highway. Well, why do you have to do it your way? Because I said it has to be my way. And the Lord will reveal, as you analyze your anger, why you're angry, that will reveal things about you. I'm going to say something that may surprise you about Jonah. Jonah was mad at God because he was more worried about his Facebook page image than he was the Lord. He said, there wasn't Facebook back then. No, there wasn't. But he was a prophet who prophesied that the city of Nineveh was going to be destroyed. And you see, when God said he's not going to destroy it then, after 40 days of repentance, it made him look bad to his people and to the people of Nineveh. He was offended by that. Let's look at verse 10 of chapter 3. When God saw what they did, how they repented, remember the people put on sackcloth and ashes to repent, even the king did, and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. He pulled back the punishment. Look at verse 1. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. Now in verse 2, he quotes scripture from the Old Testament, from the book of Exodus 34, about the goodness of God, and uses it as an attack on the Lord. He prayed to the Lord, isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and a compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. You know what's interesting about that? He resented the goodness of God in the lives of other people. You've done the same thing, and so have I. You ever resented God's goodness to other people? Somebody at work had promoted and you didn't? You resented it. You know, we resent the goodness of God in a lot of ways. You know, one of the most interesting parables in all of the New Testament, it's only mentioned by Matthew. It's in Matthew 20, I believe, where Jesus tells about a landowner who has work to be done, and so he hired day laborers, as was the custom. Well, I want you to hear this parable tomorrow. Do you know what's ironic about that parable? This landowner in the story hires day laborers all day at different times of the day and still pays them all the same wage. Can you imagine that happening where you work, where people work 3 hours, 6 hours, 9 hours, they get paid the same? People would resent that. That's the story we talk about in relationship to Jonah as we continue this message. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.